let's start the inyan of Inyani Diyoma in the summertime, Tarti Disasri, when it comes to the Zman Tfila. So the opening Mishnah in Brachas discusses the Zman Kriya Shema at night. And I talk about the Zman Kriya Shema, the earliest you could say Kriya Shema being Teis HaKochavim. So the Rashi at the end, the second Rashi in the Mishnah, Atzof HaShmura HaRishona, stops in the middle of the Rashi and he asks the following kasha: why is it that we read Kriya Shema early in shul? What's the pshat that really we read Kriya Shema early in shul? So he quotes from the Yerushalmi, it's kedei lamod b'tefila mitoch divrei Torah. Really, if you daven at a mincha marav minyan, where you're davening marav after shkia, so you're not making tseis when it comes to the self zman Kriya Shema. Therefore, we're not really being mekayim the din of Kriya Shema Bizmana. Why then do we read Kriya Shema at all in the middle of Marav? So it's Kedei Lamad B'Tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah. That's the shot that Rashi has to explain the Minhag Olam, that we daven Marav before the Zman Kriya Shema, yet we continue to say Kriya Shema. It's really an enhancement of our Tfila, that we sort of get psyched up for Tfila by first saying some important words of Torah and then davening Shema Nesrei right afterwards. Preceding that, Rashi pointed out that if you're going to daven early, it's not the Zman Shechiva, and therefore when is the Iker time that a person is going to be yotze, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, he's going to be yotze with Kriya Shema al Hamita. And this is Rashi Lashita, so that he holds that only the first parsha of Kriya Shema is deraisa, because even in those days, the Gemara points out that the minig was to read the first parsha of Kriya Shema, not all three parshas of Kriya Shema. Tosfos has a different interpretation of what the Pshat in Yerushalmi means. He says there was no Lamad B'Tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah by saying Kriya Shema the way we have it. Apparently they used to like have an additional Kriya Shema that they would read before they daven Ma'ariv, sort of the way we read Ashrei before we daven Mincha. So they had he said that Tosfos is assuming that they had such a minig also at the end of the big Tosfos Me'emes HaKoron. He has that interesting Ha'ara. Tosfos wants to say a different Pshat in why we daven early. So he quotes that perhaps the Pshat is that Kriya Shema is really only, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Kriya Shema, the earliest time you're allowed to say Kriya Shema is Plag HaMincha, not really Seis HaKochavim. That's considered the beginning of the night. And therefore, one is Yotze Kriya Shema if he reads after Plag HaMincha. He points out the Machlokis in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav and the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin, that Hashta Delo Itmar Hilchsak Lo Kemar Velo Kemar, the Ovid Kemar Ovid U the Ovid Kemar Ovid. That even though we generally go by the Shita Sarabanan, however, when it comes to the Halacha L'maisa, you are allowed to hold the Shita Rabbi Yehuda and say that the nighttime begins after Plag HaMincha. And therefore, Tosfos says that that's what we're relying on when we daven at a mincha marav and we say Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim. We're really relying on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And this seems to be Tosfos' opinion that he states clearly elsewhere, based on the Gemara, I believe on Daf Chaf Aleph, that there's a machlokis in the Gemara over there, that whether or not Kriya Shema is Doraisa or Derabanan. So there's an opinion in the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph that Kriya Shema is only Midrabanan, and Tosfos seems to paskin like that opinion, whereas pretty much most of the other, if not all the other Rishonim, seem to hold that Kriya Shema is really Deoraisa. And therefore, Tosfos is makel that you could say Kriya Shema after Plag HaMincha, whereas everyone else seems to say that you need to say Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim, where it's Vadai Laila. Tosfos on Daf, it's the opening Tosfos in the Masechta on Beis Amud Aleph. Oh, we're here. This is not the Tosfos that I was thinking of, where he states explicitly that it's Derabanan, but there are other Tosfos that I can't think of offhand. Bava Kama, in the 8th Perek and Bava Kama. Okay, but there are a few Tosfos that you can find from place to place. I just wasn't really prepared to give this shir, so I don't remember where the Tosfos is offhand. No, the Gemara and Brachos Chaf Aleph has a machlokis whether or not Kriya Shema is Derais or Derabanan. So there are opinions to rely on to say that it's the Rabbanan. That's where Tosfos is getting it from. But Lamaisa, the Rov Rishonim hold that Kriya Shema is Doraisa, and you really have to wait until after Tzeis. Tosfos here, he asks Akasha, he says, wait a minute, V'yim Tomar, Heich Anu Mispalim Tfilas Mincha Samuch L'Chashecha V'afilu L'Acher Plaga Mincha. So he's saying that Lamaisa, the Minig Olam, is that we daven Mincha
later, if you go to a mincha ma'ariv minyan, they daven mincha before shkia, they daven ma'ariv after shkia. So right before shkia is after plaga mincha. So how is it that I'm telling you that the ikar zman kriya shma is really as early as plaga mincha and onward when we're davening mincha after that? So he says, oh, they must be holding, so the Tosfos answers, they must be holding like the shita sarabanan. And then Tosfos says, but isn't that what we call a tarti desasri? Isn't that an internal stira between saying that the zman kriya shma already begins at plaga mincha versus the zman mincha is going past plaga mincha up until shkia sacham. So this is the problem that Tosfos points out. I was always bothered by the problem. What do you mean that how could it be that people daven mincha afterwards? If we're going on to say that really the ikar zman kriya shma that one is allowed to rely on is after plaga mincha, so who cares when people daven? Mincha? So just say that they're wrong, that the zmanim are totally in the Gemara, and we hold that the zman for Kriya Shema begins after Plaga Mincha. So it's very nice that people still daven Mincha after that time, but that doesn't change the Halacha. So I think the Teretz is very poshut. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's Sefer on Brachas, he has a very nice Sefer, Emes Yaakov on Brachas. It's on all of his run. But if you look, he has a different Mahalach altogether in this Tosos. But I just thought it was a very poshut of Teretz. The whole thing that got Rashi and Tosfos going over here is the Minhag Olam. Rashi and Tosfos say, look, we have a Mishnah which is so to the Minhag Olam. There's a Mincha Ma'ariv Minyanim going on all over Europe in the times of the Rishonim. So that's the whole thing that got them started. So Mamela, Tosfos is not going to give it teretz that doesn't satisfy the Minhag Olam. If the whole point is to be matzdik what people are doing in light of the first Mishnah in Shas, so then you can't give it teretz which is matzdik the minig that seems to be soser the Mishnah, but is soser other minhagi olam. You have to make a teretz which stems with the minig olam and the Mishnah. That's why Tosfos is bothered by the fact that, yes, I gave this teretz, but there's another minig olam which is soser this teretz. So I didn't really gain anything by giving this teretz. That's why Tosfos says the kasha. Yeah. That is what he answered. Oh, so what do you see from Tosfos? That it's not so. We don't take the Ovid Kemar Ovid as this overarching heter to basically just do whatever you want, whenever you want. Right? That's what we're gonna have to explore from here. So basically we have Tosfos saying that there is a concept, and we do paskin like the Gemara in the beginning of Tulas HaShachar and Daf Chav Zayin, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, that you can hold like Rabbi Yehuda and Davin Mincha up until Plaga Mincha and Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. Whereas you could also do like the Rabbanan and daven mincha up until Shkia Sachama and daven Ma'ariv after Shkia Sachama. So, on one end, we do accept that psak of the Gemara, the lack of psak of the Gemara, of the Ovid Kemar Ovid. But on the other hand, you can't do it in a Tarti Desasri way. So the question is, what does that Tarti Desasri way mean? So if you look two places in two of the other Rishonim, the first is the opening rush in the Masechta, and the other is the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in the fourth parak. They seem to have a similar shita. We'll look in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah first. Because the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah is the basic shita that's clearest and paskin-like in Shulchan Aruch. It's the Ramascha, the Ovid Kemar Ovid on Yud Ches Amid Beis and the Dapi Arif. There's no Ran in the back of the Gemara in Brachas. It's the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. So he writes like this: To Ovid Kemar Ovid, Afal Pi Shenira Mikan Shem Yirtze Yachol Espal Arvis Miplaga Mincha VeElach. The Rabbi Yuda Misham VeElach Einu Zman Tfilas Mincha LeDiver Rabbanan Yachol Espal Mincha Ado Erev. Afilu Hachi, even though we just said you could choose whichever sheet you want. Ein Lo LaAdam Lasos BeInyan Shehu Minagosav Sosrim Ze Es Ze. We don't want a person to act in such a way that his customs contradict one another. Shemispal mincha lufamim yiplaga mincha ve'elach kerabbanan ulufamim yispal arvitz ba'oso zman kodim shkiyas hachama kerb Yehuda nimtzu dvarv sosrim zezeh shepa'amim dano so yom upa'amim dano so layla. So what do you see? That sometimes you're considering this time to be day and sometimes you're considering it to be night. Let's just say today I'm going to daven ma'ariv. I'm pretending plaga mincha is approximately 6:30. It's not way off, but I'm not sure exactly when it is. Let's pretend for a second Plaga Mincha is 6:30. So I'm going to daven Mincha at 6:20, and then I'm going to daven Ma'ariv at 6:31. So I was just Yotze according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But then tomorrow, I'm going to miss the early Mincha, So I'm going to want to go to the local Mincha Ma'ariv Minyan at 8 o'clock. So I just daven Ma'ariv at 6:31 on Monday night, and I'm going to daven Tuesday night Ma'ariv Mincha at 8 o'clock. So how can I be davening Mincha the day after later than I daven Ma'ariv yesterday? That's what he means, but you have a tardei d'sasra. Yesterday I said that that time is nighttime, and today I'm saying that it's daytime. Can't be both. So he says, therefore, you don't have a choice. You can't switch off from day to day which one you wish to accept. Eliyase kol shah kimo rabbanan. She spala mincha ad shkiyas acham et tfilas arvis achar kach. Oh, kimo rabbi yudu, she spala tfilas mincha li olam ad plaga mincha bilvad. She spala arvis achar kach. Kol zman she yirtse. Vafilu kodim shkiyas acham. V'yachshav, now he ends off, Kavan she min hagenu lehispalo tfilas mincha achar plaga mincha ki rabbanon. So he seems to say it's totally in the minhag olam. The minhag olam is that in most places that I'm aware of that you go to in life, you will find a mincha ma'ariv minyan. When you want to know what time is mincha, we're down mincha bizman. What do you mean bizman? Bizman or rabbanon, meaning sometime before shkiyas achama, and then they'll chapa ma'ariv, depending on how they hold exactly, sometime after shkiyas achama. Maybe they'll wait 10 minutes after Shkiyas HaChama, maybe they'll daven 1 second after Shkiyas HaChama. Whatever they personally hold, that's when there's going to be a Mincha Ma'ariv Minyan in Kimat every Jewish community in the world, which the Rabbeinu Yonah says indicates, even as early as the times of the Rishonim, that the Velt paskind like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda. We accepted the Rabbanan Shita upon ourselves. So he basically says, nowadays that we accept the Shita Rabbanan, it's not really proper to daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha anymore. Rather, you should accept the Minhag Olam and daven Ma'ariv at the earliest after Shkia. That seems to be the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rush throws in one important Nakuda. The Rush in Siman Aleph, in the first Perek, quotes a Gemara to back up this problem of Tarti Disasri. What's the Lashon of the Rush? It's like the famous case of Shedra v'Gilgolas, which are two kulas that contradict one another. So thankfully, the case is so famous, he has to quote it for you in the little parentheses here. He says, Gemara in Erevin Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. It's a Gemara in Erevin. And it's a very interesting case. The Gemara is discussing whether you want to accept, whether you're allowed to accept all the chumras of Beis Shammai and all the chumras of Beis Hillel, or the kulas of Beis Shammai and the kulas of Beis Hillel. When is it that a person has the right to be extra machmir versus extra mekel? And the Gemara gives a very important hagdara to which chumras one should accept and which he should not accept. So the Gemara on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph and Erevin says the following. Amar Rav Shizbi, ki lo avdinan ki chumrei de beitrei, when do we not do like the chumras of both? Hecha de satrei ahadodi, when the chumras contradict one another, kigon shedra v'gogolas. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah in Maseches Olos. Hashedra v'hagogolas shechosru. You have a spinal, not a spinal cord, but the rest of the spinal skeleton, or a skull, that are chosr. So what are we talking about here? The halacha is, if you want to be metame, or if you want, something is metame ba'ohel, if it's one of two possible things. If it is a kezias of basar, if there's flesh that equals a kezias, then it's metame ba'ohel. Or if it's an entire aver of bones, it's a skeleton. So that's the din in terms of when you can't be in the same room as it if you're a kohen, right? So let's say your local Jewish theater group wants to put on a production of Hamlet. So you want to have but there's a kohen who wants to be in the play. And you know, you have to have that very important scene where he picks up the skull. And he says, this is so-and-so, I knew him well, Horatio, or something like that. And it's been since high school, so. But you want to have it, but there's a Cohen who wants to be in the play. So is he allowed to be in the play? Is he allowed to be under the same roof as that skull? So there's a solution. If it's not a complete skull, it's not metame ba'ol. It doesn't mean the Kohen can pick it up. But if he wants to be on the same stage, in the same room, then we can find him a heter. If it's not a complete skull. So how much has to be missing from this skull in order that it's not deemed a complete skull? And similarly, let's say you have a spine, how much has to be missing from that spine in order that it's not deemed a complete spine? So Beishame Shita is, when it comes to Shedrival Gogolas, how much has to be missing from it? Shechasru, Bekama Chisaron, Beshedra, Beishame Om Shtei Chulios, Uveshil Omem Chulia Achas. Beishame says if it's missing even, if it's missing two Chulios, what vertebrae, and Basil says it's even if it's only missing one vertebrae, it's not called a spinal, what is it, a spinal column? Anybody pre-med? Spinal column? Yeah. Anybody slightly educated? I don't know. Spinal column. Okay. So it's called a spinal column if it is, if it's missing, it has to, so according to Beishame, it has to be missing two vertebrae, and according to Basil, it has to be missing, it can even only be missing one vertebrae, it's not called a spinal column anymore. And what about the Gilgolas? So Beishame says it's like this drill that they used to use, which was a fairly large hole, whereas Beis Hillel says it, even just a small enough hole that you could take away, that if you had that size hole in your head, you would die. So I assume you don't have to have that big of a hole in your head to die from it. So according to Beis Shammai, we're talking about very big chisronos, and according to Beis Hillel, you're talking about smaller chisronos. So if you want to be machmer like Beis Shammai, you have to make a very large hole in the skull, right? Then the Gemara continues, and so too for Hilchus Treifus, meaning what Beis Hillel assumes is a big kula when it comes to Tumas Ohel becomes a big chumra when it comes to Hilchus Treifus. If you have an animal that has only a small hole in its head, Beis Hillel would say that animal's a treifa, and you can't eat it. Even though he was makel when he said if you have a skull with a small hole in its head, then it's not the Tamei Ba'ohel. So there it was a kula, and Tumas Ohel becomes a big chumra in Hilchus Kashrus. And the flip side, Beis Shammai, who was very machmir in Tumas Ohel, he requires a very big hole in the head for it not to be Tamei Ba'ohel, is very makel by Hilchus Kashrus, that unless it has this gaping hole, it's still kosher. So you can't accept the chumras of Beis Hillel and the chumras of Beis Shammai in both. You can't say, well, for Hilchus Treifus, I'm going to be machmer like Beis Hillel, even a small hole is a treifa. And when it comes to Hilchus Tumas Ohel, like I'm going to paskin like Beis Shammai, that has to have this huge gaping hole in order to be not matanim b'ohel. Why? We'll have to get back to that. But that's the case that the Rosh quotes. There is, and therefore the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Chayim Nifsak b'Shulchan Aruch that all hold, you're not allowed to be makel to do tarti desasri mi yom li yom. If I davened up until Shkia today, I can't daven after Plag tomorrow. And that's the accepted halach in Shulchan Aruch. However, there is a Meiri in the opening sugya. I'm pretty sure it's in the fourth parak in Brachis, but I'm not 100% sure. You should check it out. If you want, I'll take a look at my notes afterwards. The Meiri writes differently than the Rabbeinu Yonah. He holds that to go miyom liyom is not a problem. It's not considered tarti desasre. It's only a problem of tarti desasre when it's ba'oso yom gufa. He relies on a different Gemara. He doesn't quote the Gemara of Shedrival Gogolas. He quotes the Gemara of Shnei Shvili, which is a Gemara in Maseches Psachim. It's actually also a Mishnah in Taurus, but it's more famous from the Gemara in Psachim. Daf Yudam et Aleph. So he says, what's the case? It's not Shnei Shvilin, Echad Tamei v'Echad Tohar. We know for a fact that they buried a body in one of these two pathways. We're not sure which one it is. We forgot. V'holach be'echad mehen, v'asa taros, u'bachavir be'achad b'sheni v'asa taros. So Reuven went down path A, and then he touched all kinds of things that a Tamei man should not touch, and then Shimon went down path B, and then he did the same. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nishalu ze b'fnei atzmo v'ze b'fnei atzmo tahorin shneim, b'vasachas t'meyin. So we paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi argues, but we paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that if they come, if Reuven shows up to Beis Din at 9 o'clock in the morning and says, listen, I walked on this path, it was a suffik tuma, I'm not sure what to do, I touched all this truma and kachim and all these other things, what's the din? So we say, everything's tohor, don't worry about it. Why? Safik tum b'shesurabim is tohor. Right? Then at 10 o'clock in the morning, Shimon shows up to Beis Din and tells the same story. We tell him he's also Tahor. Savik Tumim B'Shus HaRabim is Tahor. One of them is Vaday Tameh. Doesn't matter. Each one has the right to rely on Safik Tumim B'Shus HaRabim. However, if they come B'Vas Achas, then we have to say that they're both Tameh. Why? That's not so poshut. That's not really Meikar Adin. Really Meikar Adin, they're both Tahor then also. But we can't make the Beis Din look like a mockery. Anybody, any average individual who's looking in on this case, he's saying like, I don't get this. Clearly one of them is Tameh. Right? So how could we even retire both of them? So he's going to think that the whole halacha is a joke. And he's not going to accept it. Because he's not schooled in the finer points of halacha that there's a special din. Safik Tumim B'Shus HaRabim, finished. Nothing to talk about. L'maisa, we know that you can rely on that even when it's a tarti disasri. But here, we don't allow it. Because they're coming with us achas and they're making the whole thing look like a joke. So the Meiri wants to say the same vart. Miyom liyom, it's like Reuven coming at 9 o'clock and Shimon coming at 10 o'clock. And therefore, we can be metaher both of them. But if it's be oso yom gufa, so then you can't do it. Because then the whole thing looks like a joke. The whole thing looks like, so I'm going to daven mincha at 7 o'clock and ma'ariv at 7:30, but they're both during the same time of day. How can you daven mincha and ma'ariv at the same time of day? No official zman has changed since I began mincha and ended ma'ariv. It's still after plaga mincha, before shkiyas achama. So you're making the whole thing look like a joke. Is it the zman mincha or is it the zman ma'ariv? It can't be both. So this is the machlokas rishonim we have, whether or not you could do Tarti Sasri Miyom Liyom. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what in terms of tefillah, what rule do you have on each day to say that they should be, that you should be allowed to do it?
So let's just give the stipler's analysis, and I think it'll clear up a lot of things. The stipler wants to say, first of all, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas of Rishonim? And through that, we can understand why each one quotes their own Gemara. Basically, the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin gives a weird thing, the Ovid Kemar Ovid. Very rare that the Gemara will ever do such a thing. You could do either one. What does that even mean? So, the machlokas rishonim that we have here is what the Gemara means when they say the Ovid Kemar Ovid. According to the Rosh, that's a rule in Psak Halacha. You know that there are two poskim. Each one holds something else. And you decide, I want to make this guy my posik and not that guy. So I can ask the Shaila from Rav Reuven. He's going to paskin one way. Or if I ask the Shaila from Rav Shimon, he's going to paskin the other way. And I have the right, as a budding, follower of poskim, to follow whichever posik I want. But once I follow him, that's the halacha for me. Right? That's why a lot of times you ask a shayla from a rav, you can't then back out if he poskins that something is mutter, or he poskins that, and you wanted a chumrah. He was mekel. So you're very angry. Right? So you want to go to another rav who's going to be machmir. You're not necessarily allowed to do that. You're not necessarily allowed to do it. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. It never happens, but let's say you ask a shayla from Rav and he's machmir, and you want it to be mekel. So you're not allowed to go then ask the shayla from another Rav. Once he paskins the halacha for you is that it's over. That's the din. Whatever he paskins is binding. That's why some rabbanim, if they know that you're not going to like their answer, they'll tell you before you give the final psak, you sure you don't want to go ask somebody else because you might not like what I have to say. And then, the rabbi sometimes gives them the psak and then they don't like it, and then they're either stuck or they go ask someone else anyway. But in the halacha, once the rav paskins, it's binding. And therefore, if in our case, saying to Ovid Kemar Ovid, b'toras psak halacha, you have the right to ask the shayla, but once you ask the shayla, it's binding and there's nothing you can do about it. So what's the pshat? He quotes the din Shedrivil Gugolis. Why is it a tarti disaster in Shedrul Gugolos? Because Beishal and Yishil are having a machlokis about what's the definition of a Shedra. What's the definition of a Gugolos? If it's chaser X amount, it's no longer a Shedra. If it has more than that, it is a Shedra. So you can't now be machalik between two different sets of halachas and say, well, for Hilchas Treifus, it is a Shedra, and for Hilchas Tumah, it's not a Shedra. That doesn't make any sense. The definition of a shedra is going to affect multiple sets of halacha. It's going to affect Hilchas Treifus. It's going to affect Hilchas Tumas Ola. And therefore, once Beis Shammai defines a shedra as such, you're stuck. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. So too, once Beis Hillel defines it as such, then whatever ramifications come with that are automatically binding, because the real shaila you're presenting to the Rav is, what is the definition of a Shedra and a Gogolas? And once you get that psak, you're stuck with it no matter what. That's why you're a fool if you try to be machmer like both, or if you try to be mekel like both. That's the idea. So too, you're asking a shaila, when does nighttime begin? Rabbi Yehuda Paskins, nighttime begins at Plag HaMincha. And once you get that psak from Rabbi Yehuda, you have a psak. After Plag HaMincha is nighttime. You can't then go along and paskin that tomorrow nighttime is going to begin at a different time. You already got your psak halacha. And it's binding for whatever the ramifications may be. So therefore, the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah, who hold that you can't switch, because they hold David Kemar Ovid as a Taurus psak halacha. Once you get the psak halacha, you can't then ask the shaila again. It doesn't matter that yesterday you asked the shaila. That's the pshat according to the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah. However, the Meiri is learning differently. The Meiri is saying, what's this David Kemar Ovid? The David Kemar Ovid is saying, listen, we're not sure how to paskin, but we know that tefillah is only mid the Rabbanan, and therefore we're going to say Suffik the Rabbanan Lakula. And therefore, you want to paskin like one b'tar suffik midrabanan, you want to paskin like the other b'tar suffik midrabanan, go right ahead. We'll be makel either way. That's the way the Meiri is looking at it. And thus, the Meiri holds every time a new suffik arises, you have the right to be suffik midrabanan lekula. Today is a new suffik. Right? Tomorrow will be another suffik. The day after that will be a third suffik. Every single day of your life, you have to ask yourself the shaila again. What's the time that mincha is over and ma'ariv begins? It's a suffik. I don't really know. So what's pshat to Ovid Kemar Ovid? To Ovid Kemar Ovid means I could be makel either way. So every time there's a new suffik, i.e. a new day, I have the right to be makel every single day of my life. And therefore, from one day to the next, I can go lakula. You hear the idea? And that's why he quotes the Gemara of Shnei Shvile, because Shnei Shvile is Mevara, the dinim of Sveikus. That Suffik Tum and Brishas Aram, you have the right to be Makel every single time. Except when it's Soser in the face of the concept of the Kula, because, and it makes the whole Halacha look like a joke, then you can't be Makel. But really, Einachinami, then you could be Makel too. Right? So really, the Meiri would say, listen, in a perfect world, I would allow you to daven Tarti de Sasri, but Osayom Gufa. Because you can be makel in both sveikas, but you can't. Well, I say you can't make the whole halacha look like a joke. If you daven 7 o'clock mincha, let's say plag is 6:30, shkia is 8:10. So you daven 7 o'clock mincha ma'ariv, boom, right? And therefore, you made the whole thing look like a joke. Is 7 o'clock daytime or is it nighttime? It can't be both. So that's the idea where they both come to ask the shaila, my tamei or my tahor, at the same time. That's why you can't do it that way. Therefore, the Meiri is saying it's not a din psak halacha, it's a din b'taras sveika d'rabbanan lekula. That's the basic beer in the machlokas rishonim as to whether or not you could do tarti d'sasri miyom liyom. Okay, yeah? Halacha l'maisa, whatever. I mentioned to Ari, I saw that there's a quote, I think it's in the Ishei Yisrael from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that bizman hazeh were somech on the Meiri, that we do tarti d'sas from yom liyom. I know there's a Mishnah Berurah that writes that on Friday afternoon you can be somech on tarti d'sas for yom liyom for to daven ma'ariv early bishum tosef Shabbos. In terms of tarti d'sas but also yom gufa, there's an aruch hashulchan that I think people are relying on. But certainly the pashup shot in Gemara Rishonim Shulchan Aruch does not allow for it. So certainly if you have a lechadchila situation, then you should try to abide by it as much as possible. And if you have a bidyavit situation, so you have to ask a rav whether or not it's better to daven b'yichidus at the proper zman versus davening b'tzibur in the wrong zman. So yeah, okay, I gotta get going.